1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. Of our top local stories, 8:05. Half hour from now, our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with 2019 Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2019 GAR President John McAtee. WGCH New Center Time, 7:51. And third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Bergstein joins me now. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing on this chilly Thursday morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. And special session yesterday on a couple of topics. Tell us from your perspective how it went and your thoughts.
Well, there was actually a lot of action in the Capitol yesterday, which is great news because we have been waiting. I've been waiting anxiously to get back into session so that we can start addressing the big problems facing our state. So we had one day of action yesterday, and the two things we voted on were the hospital settlement agreement that was passed almost unanimously, which is great news, and then the second item was about the restaurant workers litigation, which also passed. So those two, those were lawsuits. The first was a lawsuit pending against the state, and that's now going to be released. So both the hospitals will have fiscal predictability, and the state will too on this matter. So that's all that's been resolved. The other issue, major issue that has not been resolved, of course, is transportation and how we're going to pay to modernize our infrastructure and make it safe and navigable. So that we had a pro-tolls protest showed up at the Capitol yesterday for the first time in large numbers, and they were definitely changing the dynamic, talking to legislators and voicing their strong opinion that we need tolls on all vehicles to responsibly finance the improvements that are needed. And we're not in favor, they're not in favor, I'm not in favor of borrowing money that's just going to increase the cost for all Connecticut taxpayers, and certainly not in favor of what has been the latest Republican proposal, which is to drain the savings account for the state. So those are the four options. It's either drain the savings account, increase everyone's taxes, borrow hundreds of millions of dollars, which is paid for 120% by taxpayers, or toll all vehicles, in which case half the bill is paid for by out-of-staters.
All right, so when will a special session, or will there be a special session before the legislative session begins, and if so, when would that be?
Well, they're saying that sometime in January there'll be a special session on transportation, but I don't think we have a real solution on the table. We started last session. We on the Transportation Committee worked very hard to put together a very comprehensive solution, which would include tolls on all vehicles and also discounts and credits for low-income families, for commuters, for in-state residents, et cetera. And that was never voted on. So the excuse that was given by the Democratic President pro tem for not calling a vote on that was that there were maybe four Democratic senators who might lose their seat by voting for that. Well, if you do the math, we have 22 Democratic senators. Even if four voted against it, that would be an 18-18 vote, and the tiebreaker vote would be cast by the lieutenant governor who would have voted for it. So we could have passed a very robust transportation package in the spring if we had had the support of the leadership of the Senate caucus. Now we are, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months later, we have a very weak proposal. So the negotiations that have transpired have done nothing except weaken the proposal, add more borrowing to it, hundreds of millions of dollars in borrowing, and not gained a single vote in the process. In fact, lost votes because some of the senators, Democratic senators, who would have been willing to risk their seat to vote on what they knew was a real solution to the transportation crisis, now say, and I totally agree with them, why would we lose our seat voting for a tolls package that we know is fiscally irresponsible and doesn't solve the problem. So we're in a worse position today than we were back in May, and we there's no greater support for it today. So this is why I hope we just scrap the complete, the negotiated plan right now and go back to what we originally had.
All right, so we'll see what happens, and I guess there'll be more clarity next time we talk in January, correct?
Well, hopefully. I'm always striving for more clarity, yes.
Okay.
And more courage. Everyone needs to have the courage to do what's responsible. So, yes, so I'll look forward to speaking with you in January.
All right, great. Senator, thanks very much. Have a great holiday season. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in January. Thanks.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye, Tony.
That's State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich joins us third Thursday of the month here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center Time 7:58. Traffic and weather together in 1 minute.